Today on Bridges.
You know, God doesn't always give us a perfect plan of how everything is going to go. But in Christ, we can find the strength to face whatever we need to face and to be committed because there is no one else but Him. So today's episode on Bridges is finding the strength to face the day. And this show is for everyone who ever had a day where you just want to stay at home and pull the covers up over your head, or your phone rang and you pressed ignore because it was just way too much to handle on a Monday. And for everybody who might have gotten up with the best of intentions to clean out your closet and there was just way too much to do, so you ate a chocolate bar instead. But we're glad you could join us today for Bridges, and I'm glad that all of you could come out today. What I'm really saying is that today's episode, Finding Strength for Today, is for every single one of us, because who hasn't ever needed to find the strength to face the day? And we're going to talk about today how some of the ways that we can find the strength to face today are found in making faith-filled choices, in our commitment, and having courage in the midst of life's storm. So let's talk first about faith-filled choices. I read this story in my devotional the day before yesterday, and it was a story about President Ronald Reagan when he was just a boy. And so, you know, I read this on the internet, you know, so it has to be true, right, if it's on the internet. But it said that when he was a little boy, his dad sent him to the town shoe cobbler to have a pair of shoes made. And that the cobbler asked Ronald, as a boy, do you want rounded toes or pointed toes? And Ronald says in this story that he hemmed and hawed and said, you know, he just really didn't know he was going to get back with the cobbler, you know, once he made a choice. So the story goes that a couple of days later, he saw the town cobbler, you know, in the town, and the town cobbler said to him, hey, you know, Ronald, did you make a choice? And Ronald said, no, I haven't made up my mind yet. And he said, well, just come by in a couple of days and pick up your shoes. And so he said that he goes in a couple of days to pick up the shoes, and when he got them, one toe was a rounded toe, and the other one was a pointed toe. And that the cobbler said to him, if you don't make choices in life, others will make them for you. Wow. And you know, it can be hard sometimes, especially as people of faith, to make choices because we really want to make the right choice. So sometimes we let that moment pass. And the point of this story that they were telling in the devotion was, you know, pray, ask God to help you make the right choice, have the faith to make it. And if you find out, you know, that that wasn't the best choice, learn from it. But we have to make choices. So to find the strength to face the day, you know, God doesn't always give us a perfect plan of how everything is going to go. It's one step of faith at a time. And faith-filled choices are very important in terms of facing the really tough stuff in our life. One thing that we have to understand, and one of my favorite sayings for this year has been, God is only good, and He is always faithful. And it gets easier to make faith-filled choices when we walk in that knowledge. Psalm 107, verse 1 out of the New Living Translation says, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in Him. And so what all of us need to understand in this studio, and all of you that are watching on television, or you're watching on Roku, or you're watching online, what we need to understand is that we can find strength to face the day when we understand that God is with us, that He's a refuge when trouble comes. He's not like people. You know, sometimes when trouble comes, people want to get away from us. Amen. You know, there have been more than one time in my life I can think, you know, that there was so much trouble that I probably wasn't even that great to be around, you know? Because sometimes when hard times come, we're not all that positive and we're experiencing angst. But here's the Word of God says He's close to everybody who trusts in Him. So he's not far, even if we think he's far. He's not far. And he is good. And he is a strong refuge when trouble comes. And you all, trouble is going to come. The word of God says, be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. And to overcome the world, it has to mean that there was some trouble in that situation. So faith-filled choices really requires that we understand who God is, and that by faith, we pray about it, we make a choice, we entrust it to Him, and that He gives us the strength to face the day. Amen. I have found over these many years, as I have served the Lord, that many times I don't get more information for the next decision until I've done something with what I already know. And I might not have all the strength that I think I need to face the whole day, but enough strength to just get up out of bed is step number one. And making that faith-filled choice that God is close to me, that He is a refuge, that He's watching over His word to perform it in my life. You all, He's doing the same for you because He's no respecter of persons. There may not ever be a day. Now, there might be, and I praise the Lord, and maybe it'll happen today or tomorrow, praise the Lord, that we just get up and it's just like we're on top of the world and we think, with God's help, I've got it. But even though I know that, sometimes, you guys, I still want to pull the covers up over my head. Sometimes I just don't want to go in and face that situation at work. Sometimes I just don't want to have that tough conversation. Sometimes I just don't want to put myself out there and say, this is what I think, because I think it'll be one more time that my words fall on deaf ears. And what can happen if we live in that is we lose our strength. We lose our desire to want to interact with people. We kind of begin to shirk back. And this is what I want to say, is that with God's help, we can find the strength to face every day. Some days are better than other days. Christian or non-Christian, right? Some days are just better than other days. Some days things are clearer than other days. But make faith-filled choices, knowing He's got you, knowing He loves you, knowing that He's going to see you through. He's never, ever, 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 ever going to leave us or forsake us. He brought us into this world. He's going to walk us all the way through. And then we've got to have that commitment. Finding the strength to face the day requires commitment to stay the course regardless of the circumstances. You know how it is. Sometimes you get halfway out there and you're like, I'm going home. I'm out. I'll take my ball home and play with it there. And you know, in Jesus' time, they faced this. There was a really hard teaching that went forth in the Bible. And many people got upset. They got offended and they walked away from it. And in John 6, starting in verse 66 to 69 out of the New Living Translation, after this hard teaching, it says, at this point, many of His disciples turned away, and this is speaking of the disciples of Jesus, turned away and deserted Him. Then Jesus turned to the 12, and He asked, are you also going to leave? And Simon Peter.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You know, he gets it right a lot of the times, no matter what people say. Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe, and we know that you are the Holy One of God. And I want to say this to you. We have to believe that with everything that is in us. Every single day of the week, the good times, the not so good times, the rough times, when the winds of adversity blow, and when life is so wonderful it seems like an amusement park, we have got to know he is the only one that has the words of eternal life. You all, there is no place else to go. But as long as we think that there's another place to go, we're going to go to that place. When everything either really gets really easy and we think we've got it, or when things get really bad, we're going to go back to that place. Yeah. And for some people, that place is it's a level of compromise. It's a place of relationships that are toxic or not healthy. Sometimes it's a different place of compromise, maybe of gossip, of being petty, of addictions. Whatever you think has the answer or the keys to life, that's where we're going to go. So just look at your life and look at how you spend your day, and you'll know what you think. We have to think, we have to believe with all of our hearts that he's the only one with the words of eternal life. We have to be committed to that. We have to know that life is tough and pressing and can be overwhelming, but we can find the strength to face the day by remaining committed to Christ. And you all, it can even be things like a child that's really strong-willed. We can get worn out when a kid has a question every 5 seconds, and do I have to do my homework, and do I have to do it now? We can get worn out, right? Sometimes moms and dads, and good moms and dad, are just like, I can't, you know, just go to your room. And sometimes that's not bad if it's like one day, but if it's every day, it begins to be a problem. We have to be committed to have the strength to face the things that life brings us. We have to believe that he is the only one that has the keys to life, and that we've got to remain faithful to our jobs and the roles and the things that we do here on this earth, because it matters. We can't just give up. It can be, for example, like finances or budgets, and we don't have the strength to go through the money thing. Do you know what I mean? We don't want to set that budget. We don't want to look at that account. I have a friend who says she just kind of looks like this at her online banking, you know, one eye closed, one eye open. You all, it takes strength to face stuff in this life. And if we're committed fully to Christ, we know that he tells us to be good stewards, to be faithful. He gives us the strength with eyes wide open to even handle the tough stuff. Mm-hmm. There's this great commercial. I don't know if any of y'all have seen it, but all these different people, and they want to save for retirement, and it's time to have that meeting, you know, with that financial advisor. And in one of them, you know, the wife looks at the husband and she's like, it's time for us to have that talk. And he's like, oh, I got to go wash the windows. And then there's another one. This one's got to go. They've got to mow the lawn. And they're just like, we're busy, we're busy. And what it's about is they're worn out. You know, they're worn out with the day-to-day living and the obligations. And what I want to say to all of us is that in Christ, we can find the strength to face whatever we need to face and to be committed, because there is no one else but him. Amen. Like, what else are we going to do? I mean, you can tell the kid, well, just go ahead and go to your room. You can ignore the budget if you want to. You can let that hard conversation go away. But who else can help us with those things but Jesus Christ? Amen. Where else would there come a solution or an answer that would make the difference? And the more that our roots go deep down into him, the more strength that we have. But we get it in motion by our faith-filled choices and by our commitment. You see, God is the same always. Amen. And he gives us everything that we need for life and for godliness in his word. But we have to make that choice, and we have to make that choice to remain committed. And as we make those choices, His strength begins to rise up in us. And you guys, it doesn't always come like in a minute or like a bolt of lightning. Sometimes it's just like one really hard step. And then all of a sudden, man, you are making great big strides. I don't know if that's how it works for you, but that's how it works for me. It's a whole lot of white knuckle. I'm doing this by faith. I don't feel like I have the strength. I don't think I can do it, but I tell myself faith-filled choices. Stay committed. Stay the course. There's nothing else good going on. Just Him. Do it as unto Him. And then all of a sudden, one day, I'll get up and it'll be like, deep breath. And we call that a suddenly, but really it's been happening slowly over time. And then it's like, whew. And then courage. And I want to say this, if there's ever been a time in life and in history that I can see that people need courage, it's now. People are worn out and tired and overwhelmed, and even good Christian people are worn out and tired and overwhelmed. But we have got to have courage to face life. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14 says, be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything with love. You all, sometimes as I pray for our leaders, I think, you know, if we just had a few that had some courage to just stand up there and say what needs to be said, even if people don't like it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There are always going to be haters and mockers.
That's right.
Everybody is not going to love us. Everybody is not going to see things our way. But courage is a particular virtue that is so important because it fuels the other gifts, the other things like mercy and grace. It fuels that. I want to give you this example. For example, when Jesus showed mercy to the woman that was caught in the act of adultery, that took great courage. It's mercy that He showed her, but think about what it felt like to be in the presence of all those mockers and all those haters who wanted her stoned to death. He had the gift of mercy. I mean, obviously He's Jesus, but He had to be strong and He had to be courageous to withstand that. And for us to find the strength to face the day, we have got to believe God's word that says to be courageous and to stand up in Christ and to be courageous. Be courageous in the midst of the tough stuff at home, in the tough stuff at work. And if you want to show mercy and grace to people and people think that they should be held to the letter of the law and the penalty of the law, that is going to take courage to stand there. Is going to take courage after having done all to stand. Amen. The Bible tells us to be strong and courageous because the Bible knows that there are going to be times in life that we feel weak and insufficient. And you know what the enemy does is he works to isolate us. He wants us to think that we are the only ones that feel weak and insufficient. So I don't know about everybody in the whole wide world, but I'm going to tell you for me, and I think for most people, I mostly feel weak and insufficient. Just about everything that I look at on my plate, I know is larger than what I can do on my own. I know that sometimes when it comes to tough conversations, I just don't even have the words or know how to begin. But I have to find the strength to face the day because God gave me life. He called me His own. Amen. He's made it clear that my life is not my own. He bought me with a price, and He did that for all of us. Amen. And so He knows that this world and that the enemy and sometimes well-meaning people and sometimes just mean people work to wear us out. But I'm telling you that by faith, we can stand strong in the midst of all of that and make faith-filled choices. We can remain committed that when those winds come, sure, we may go back and forth just a little bit, but we're not getting knocked over.
Amen.
our roots are down way too deep for that. And then that we're going to live courageously. You know what? Stand up for what's right, even if you're the only one that's standing. Stand up. Do what's right. Be courageous. Show the world the Jesus Christ inside of you and inside of me as we are going to be courageous. You know, we've talked today about finding the strength to face the day. And I put together something new on the website, and it's called Beauty Break. And it's not from makeup and all that stuff. True beauty is found in God's Word. True beauty is found in obeying Him. So I've put together just a free resource that'll give you a quick look into God's Word. And so today's Beauty Break will be all about finding strength to face the day. And it's a Beauty Break that you can download to your Kindle, to your tablet, to your phone, because today and every day, the winds of adversity will blow. Life days will get long. And we need to find the strength to face the day because God loves us and because He's called us His own. I want you to stay with us. We're going to take just a short break. And when we come back, Lisa Hooks and Patricia Douglas are going to continue this conversation about finding the strength to face the day. The blood of Christ is the only cure. It gets down to the root of every single thing that ails us. There's not an addiction. There's not a generational curse. There's not any root of sin. There's nothing that the blood of Jesus cannot cleanse.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your event.
Log on to www.ctntv.org, where you can make a prayer request, view our program guide, see who's on Bridges, or even watch one of Monica's latest teachings. Log on to www.ctntv.org.
Hi, I'm here with Pastor Patricia Douglas. Pastor Patricia, we just heard a great teaching from Monica on finding strength to face the day. How do you find strength to face the day?
Well, you know what, Lisa, not trying to be really spiritual or anything. Sometimes when I wake up and I know I need strength for that day, I just say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. That's the only thing I know to say. And I know the joy of the Lord is to be our strength. But sometimes when we are walking through something, we have to go deep in that reservoir to pull up that joy that will bring up that to make the right faith choices, to make the commitment, what Monica was talking about, and to be courageous. So a lot of times we think things are going to be a certain way. And my mom used to always tell me, everything is not going to always be exact. And I said, well, why not? You know, why it can't be exact? But it's not. But we have to know that God is with us regardless of whatever is going on in our lives.
And you know, you said something there, because a lot of times we try to do things on our own, in our strength, and we really need to press in to God's strength. How have you learned to do that?
Well, one thing I realized, I stopped trying to be righteous. Because righteous is sometimes is viewed as works. But see, we're the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus anyway. So when we realize that He is our strength, I think sometimes we think, even though we're mature, I can handle, I can do. But then you're forgetting about the source, and He is our source. So when you realize, okay, I don't have to work to get Him to help me be strength. I don't have to work for Him to love me, because He does. So just knowing sometimes that, remembering that He loves me, I can get that foot out of the bed and put it on the floor and get to step in.
So that sounds like identity there. You just recognize your identity in Christ, and that makes it easier for you.
Exactly.
Wow. Tell me more about that.
Well, the Bible does say it's not by works that any man should boast. It is the grace of God. So if we realize that in Lamentations, it says grace and mercy is new every morning. So if you think about that, because sometimes the enemy will try to bombard you before you can get up good. You know, so what I say is, oh, wait a minute. I've got grace and mercy, and it's new. It's not leftover. It's not stale. It's new. So that helps a lot. Encourage me.
Yeah,
it does.
I can see that. Yeah. So do you do anything at night the night before, like if you know you've had a difficult situation or, you know, something that you're facing, yeah. is there anything that you do the night before yeah. so that you can have peace in the morning?
I do. I meditate. There's a scripture in Daniel, and I ask the Lord to clear my mind. So if he wants to give me dreams during the night, because a lot of times the Lord wants to speak to us and he doesn't get to speak to us during the day because we're doing all the talking or we're not listening. And so therefore it's like, Lord, I'm getting ready to sleep. And I know your word says you'll make my sleep be sweet. So I want my sleep to be sweet. And I want you to be able to download supernatural wisdom and everything for the night and revelation so I can get up fresh.
That's great. That's great. What advice would you give the viewers on how to find strength in the day?
Stop trying to find it in yourself. Stop trying to do it with yourself. You cannot do it. He is here for you. The Bible says, cast all your cares upon him, and he cares for you. Stop trying to do it. Trust him enough to let him do it. Very
trust,
simple.
Trust. That's not very easy for a lot of people, though. How can we trust God?
You start off with just a little bitty thing. It's just thanking him for just that day. Lord, I trust you for just this day. I trust you for my family. Just small. Don't make it big. Mm-hmm. Start out small. He cares about the small.
You know, Monica said that small steps turn into big strides. So that's a good point. Trusting God for the smaller things. So, Patricia, when you find that you are struggling with finding that strength, what do you normally do?
At first, to be honest with you, I get very quiet. I get what you call the shut-ups, and I just don't say anything. But then I realize that I have thoughts in my mind that's going on. So I know I can't fight thoughts with thoughts. So then I take them captive. And then I say, Lord, I'm going to say that you are good. No matter what I feel like, no matter what it looks like, I'm going to say that you love me. Just something like that.
So much power in our words.
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. yes.
And so you speak truth.
I like it.
How you said in the morning you began to praise. Mm-hmm. So you're using that power to praise God to begin your day.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes I'll laugh and I'll say, Lord, I hadn't even brushed my teeth, but I just want to praise you.
Yeah, yeah. I think sometimes we forget to show gratitude towards all the goodness that God has done for us. Do you find that that gives you strength?
Yes, because you have to thank him. In all things, we thank him. And even when it's in Philippians, it says not to be anxious, but all things through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Sometimes I think we forget to be thankful.
Yeah, agreed. You mentioned anxiousness. You know, we are really in a society where there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of anxiety. And so when you find strength for that day and you think about those fears that you may have, how do you normally deal with that?
What I try to do is realize God is bigger than that. Yeah. Fear comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. We know, I mean, not, yeah, it does. It'll stop you. Fear will actually stop you in your tracks. We know it's not of the Lord. So it's like, Father, wait a minute. Do you want me to be anxious? Do you want me to be like this? Because if I have your perfect love, it's going to cast out fear. It's going to cast it out. It's my choice to allow that love to come forth.
Yeah. And God's perfect love does that. We must love the Lord and be faithful to him and trust him to take care of those things. Thank you so much, Pastor Patricia. For more resources on how to find strength to face your day, go to monicaschmelzer.com.
You can purchase a copy of today's show for $15. Call us at 615-754-0039 or send a check to the address on your screen. Be sure to mention the program number.
Prayer changes things. If you need prayer, write to the address on the screen. Call 615-754-0039 or email prayer@ctntv.org.
Join the Bridges community on Facebook. Visit Facebook and search for Bridges with Monica. We would love to connect with you.
Thank you. Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.